بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد In one hadith, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله خير Unique is the matter of a mu'min and a believer. Very unique is the life of a believer, that every aspect of his life is good. For a mu'min, every aspect of his life, there's goodness in it. In asabathu sarra shakara fakana khairan lahu. If he experiences favorable conditions, then he makes shukr. And this is better for him. He's going to get reward by making shukr. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ And if he experiences unfavorable conditions, then he makes sabr and he's patient. And this is better for him. So for a mu'min, every aspect of his life, every test of his life, every ni'mat, every favor, is a means of goodness for him. And remember, in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely test us. Allah ta'ala speaks about, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ You think you're going to enter Jannat and you're not going to undergo the difficulties which the people of the past had to undergo. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ They were afflicted with difficulties, with harms, with calamities. Wazulzilu. The Quran says they were shaken up. You know, they were actually shaken up. Until it came to the point where the Rasul and the believers said, Mata Nasrullah. When is Allah's help going to come? We shaken up. What difficulties, what hardships we are undergoing. Sahaba also, Allah Ta'ala speaks about them in certain battles. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ The battle of Khandaq and the trenches. That the hearts reached the throats. You know, like how you say, my heart was in my mouth. So, balagatil qulubul hanajir. This was zulzilu. They were shaken up. They went through difficult conditions. It was not always, things were always not smooth. So, Allah Ta'ala put small test on us, you know. We are weak people. But sometimes that small test also people fail that test. So this was here now, our condition was, even before we came to this point, how many people already stopped coming to the masjid? How many people got cold feet? How many people got frightened? On one hand, we got the belief of taqdeer. We believe, you know, taqdeer is a very powerful belief. And there's a lot of solace and peace in believing in taqdeer. You know, the will of Allah. There's a lot of solace and peace. In the Bedouins, in the Arabs, those days I'm speaking about, sometimes a person, he will lose just, you know, in maybe half an hour, 1 hour, one heavy wind will come, he'll lose like thousands of his animals. And now he's informed now, thousands of his animals now, you know, like a band, just one go, he lost millions of rands. So what the person will say, he'll just say one word, Maktub, it was written by Allah. It was destined by Allah. It had to happen. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُخْتِيَكَ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what hit you could have never ever missed you. It's impossible. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُصِيبَكَ And what missed you could have never hit you. Allah has already predestined. Taqdeer is written. You can't run away from maut. Allah Ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا Wherever you will be, maut will strike you. Even though you may be in fortified towers, you can go in quarantine, you can go and hide yourself, you can bath with sanitizer, you can do what you want to. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ If Allah has written for you to die, you're gonna die. So this is something that, remember, Unfortunately, as I mentioned, this is a small test. Allah Ta'ala save us from big tests. Allah save us from small tests also. We are so weak. We must make shukr that we are sitting here. You know what? It's only Allah's tawfiq. We can't attribute anything to ourselves. But there are people that have already gone in hiding. People who are here also with us. But once they've heard of this, and obviously with the hype of the media, and you know, the media manipulation, people already have gone in hiding. They're actually frightened now. There are people that are actually frightened to even shake hands with someone. They're so afraid. You know what, maybe I'm going to shake hands. Yet you know you don't have any symptoms of the problem. That man has got no symptoms of the problem. I told someone the example of this is like, you know, someone is frightened to drive a car now, a vehicle, because of the possibility that he may meet on an accident and he may injure someone or he may kill someone. Isn't that possibility there? But that, do you get cold feet now to drive the car? You know what? There is a possibility. Doesn't it happen? It happens every day. Accidents are happening all the time. So just merely based on, Islam doesn't base any laws on suspicion. Remember that. Islam is religion based things on concrete things. It's not based. And the fear that gripped the people. Someone said it so beautifully that if people feared Allah as they feared this coronavirus, every person would have been a buzuk on the surface of self. I'm not touching that because there's a doubt it can be haram. Do we say that when it comes to that? No, there I'll ask my heart now. Ask your heart and you'll eat it now. I'm not going to go near this transaction. I'm scared maybe there's a... No, there, what is haram? That is all right. That's the thing you're supposed to be frightened for, you know. That's the thing. You need to be frightened for your sins. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, even Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he would send the armies out, he would tell them, more than your enemy, be afraid of your sins. It's not your enemy that will destroy you, it's your sins that will destroy you. So here also, more than we're afraid of all these other things, be afraid of our own sins. But however, as a mu'min, always look at things in a positive way. That everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the wisdom of Allah transcends all intellect, all understanding. We can never understand the wisdom of Allah. Sometimes Allah puts you through a small difficulty, but Allah is saving you from a major calamity. You know, it's a setback for people. A lot of people thinking, hey, you know what, 3 weeks now, how the business is going to function, what are we going to do, what loss are you going to get? It's a setback, definitely. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His wisdom is so great for a mu'min. Sometimes Allah puts you through a little bit of difficulty, not that Allah will give you more afterwards. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deprive you. But till this point, alhamdulillah, the mere fact that Allah gave us the tawfiq. Yes, obviously we know now tonight, 11:59, then the lockdown comes. Now all the different rules are coming in place. It may be difficult then, you know, who's going to make it, who won't make it. You probably, most people not going to make it. But Allah knows that till that last moment, this banda of mine, he carried on trying. And inshallah, we got that firm intention. As soon as that lockdown will finish, inshallah, middle of the night also, that next morning, Fajr, we'll be back in the masjid, inshallah. You know, if we are at home and we're reading namaz, but our heart is in the masjid, Allah is not going to deprive us of that sawab and reward. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks at the heart. You know, there are people that are crying. Someone told me, Masjid Hilal this morning, the one old man was actually crying, he was sobbing. He was sobbing because he said, you know, Allah closed the doors of the masjid. Let it not be that Allah closed the doors of Jannah towards us. So these people, that attachment to the masjid, you know, that's something that is amazing. That is something that's remarkable. You know what, I'm not going now, I'm forced to go, then I will go. Only when I'm forced to go, I got no other option now. I'm living in this country, I've got to follow the law now. So now I'm leaving that masjid. But till that point, there's all this other fear and all this phobia and all this negative publicity. It never deterred people. Alhamdulillah, till we got people like this in our community, inshallah, there'll always be goodness. Allah will protect us. Allah will say, why? Because there's people who truly from their hearts, they attach to the masjid. They cannot leave that masjid. To such an extent, now when they have to, even they're forced to leave it, they're crying also. People are actually crying. That's the condition. But however, we look at it in a positive note. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us time for reflection. I was here last night also. Maulana Imran Raja gave a few minutes of advice. This is time for reflection. It's time for tawbah. It's time to make istighfar. It's time to cleanse ourselves. Shaban has already started. 2 weeks time is Shab-e Barat. Start making dua. Allah, we're cleansing ourselves. So that you will bless us with the bounties of Shab-e Barat. So those rivers of your rahmat that are flowing, you will also bless us from those rivers of your rahmat. And oh Allah, 2 weeks after that is the month of Ramadan. So we're just going to come out of this, and it's about a 1 week. The last thing should be in your mind will be the coronavirus. That should be your last fear. That should be your last fear, that you know what, something is going to happen to me. I'm not saying you have to take precaution. I'm not saying Islam teaches us to take precaution. We will take our precaution. We will take necessary steps. But that should be your last fear. So that should be your last concern. My concern is now I'm making dua, Allah. Ramadan is around the corner. Now give me the tawfiq to prepare myself spiritually. You know how women now, physically, they prepare themselves, they prepare their safeties, they're ready. The month of Ramadan came, they know, first day, this is what we got. Second day, that's where the freezers are full now. They stock themselves up. So we spiritually prepare ourselves. So the month of Ramadan comes in, we're already in the rhythm of tilawat of the Quran. We're already in the mood of istighfar, tawbah. We're already making a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make this dua that Allah, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Allah ta'ala take us safely to the month of Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. And make Ramadan also come to us with great comfort. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. And Allah bless it to us with acceptance also. Allah make it a means of acceptance. We make this intention now. This will be the best month of Ramadan of our entire lives. Inshallah, if last year I did 2 khatams, this year I want to do 4 khatams. If last year I spent maybe 2 days in the masjid, or I spent 1 or 2 hours, this year I want to spend 3 hours in the masjid. So whatever thing I've got, I have to definitely improve on that. Inshallah, let us think like this year, and this is, we think it that Allah gave us this time. We never had this time. Most of us would have never been able to avail ourselves with all our, you know, other commitments. We could have not availed ourselves. But yeah, Allah availed us. And Allah says, I will make the arrangements for you now. I will avail you now. But you need to prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan. Because Allah wants to bless us in the month of Ramadan. Allah wants to open up the treasures of Allah. You know, the unlimited treasures of Allah. That's the time now for us to beg from Allah. To cry to Allah. To ask for our needs. Put our needs before. Someone has got some desire. Someone has got some hope. Someone has got some ambition. Someone has got some fear. Someone has got some phobia. Everyone got their own problems in life. This is the dunya. No one has got a perfect life out there. Every person has got his own share of problems. Now it's a time for us to put those problems before Allah. Wake up for tahajjud namaz. What's difficult now? You're off in the day. You can sleep in the day. For most people now, they're not really doing anything. You can sleep a little while in a day. Wake up now, 4:30, whatever time you can wake up. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. Allah will bless our families. Allah will bless us with deen. Allah will bless us. And Allah will make this whole phase go so easy. Remember the power of dua. You know, some people, they won't feel nothing. Inshallah, nothing will affect them. While people will be shivering, while people will be petrified, people will be horrified, people will be frightened. If Allah Ta'ala puts that serenity and that security and that safety in your heart, nothing will frighten you. Because you know Allah is the greatest. If Allah is the greatest, there's no one greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week also we spoke about certain things, a lot of Durood Sharif. We are advising people now, actually within our own families, if every family can set a limit and a target of a few thousand, whatever you can do now, someone can read 1,000, someone can read 500, but every family, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, within our own self, you know that barakat of that Durood Sharif, inshallah, Allah is going to open up the way for us. Allah is going to make everything easy. In terms of taking the precautionary measures, we are seeing so many different things. But one aspect I feel is that not many people are speaking about, and this is now more all the alternate people who are doing alternative healing. They are telling you the most important thing is to build up your immune system. What is this? Something you can't disavoid. Certain things you can't avoid. But if your immune system is strong, now I'm going to give you the 8 principles of good health, which someone has put in an acronym to make it easy so you'll remember. They say, start new. Start new. Each letter now is referring to something. S refers to sunlight. It is unbelievable how sunlight can destroy so many viruses in the body. Even people with TB, they would advise them, you know, in the Hakims would advise a person who's got TB, spend some time in the sunlight, 10, 15 minutes. Now, maybe you cannot go outside, but within the confines of our yard, staying within the legal requirements, or if, let's say, now you need to get some groceries, and you are allowed to go, and you can take a walk in the sunlight. So go in that sunlight, you know, that 10, 15 minutes. So that's the first thing, sunlight. The second thing is the T, which stands for temperance. Temperance means moderation. Moderation is a very important thing. So now, this cold thing, this thing is not good for me. Moderation. If you can cut it out, cut it out. Eat things that are of more, you know, benefit. So there's moderation. If you have to have it now, you cut it to quarter or half, not what you will normally have. Or you feel, hey, you know what, now I'm feeling a little bit, you know, a bit sick, or I'm not feeling too well. All right, let me stay away from it. Moderation. So that's the second thing. That's called temperance. The third is air. You know, fresh air. The Hakims, they say, subah ki hawa lako ki dawa. You know, the morning air. The crisp air of the morning. This is the treatment for thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. They wake up in the morning and that fresh air they smell. And if someone's got a garden around him, then it's better he goes to that garden and he takes in, you know, breathes in and breathes out, you know, 10, 15 times, deep breaths, so that fresh air. The third thing is rest. Well, now you're going to get plenty rest. But if a person is not, you know, always stressing and not resting, so you also need sufficient rest, maybe it's between 6 to 8 hours. Different people have got different requirements. So the rest, that's the fourth principle. And the fifth principle, this is not coming from us. It's coming from the non-Muslims. But trust, they'll say trust in God. And we'll say trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in Allah. Put your trust in Allah. If you put your trust in Allah, Allah will be there for you. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disappoint you. He will never let you down, provided your heart is attached to Allah. It must come from the bottom of your heart. So that's start. And then nutrition. Your food is your best medication. And that's what the Hakims are telling you now. You're eating more nutritious foods. You know, things like salads, carrots, vegetables. Also, they're speaking about even, you know, bringing in like some ginger, some black pepper, all these different things now, lemon, all this is going to make a big difference. So that's nutrition. E is exercise. So it doesn't mean now you're at home now, you're just going to become a couch potato. You're just going to eat and sleep. No, do exercise. Whatever you can do within your own home. If a person has got a yard, he can do it in his yard. You've got a skipping rope, or for that matter, a person just wants to jog on the spot, or he's got a treadmill, or, you know, he's got an obby track, or he's got something. So that exercise, take out 15, 20 minutes every day to do that exercise. And the last thing is water. Drink a lot of water. And they're speaking about hydration also. In fact, a lot of people are speaking about warm water and hot water. And you know, if a person is drinking that warm water, or he's having some tea or green tea or whatever it is, ginger tea, and he's taking that thing every 15 minutes, inshallah, this type of virus will not even live in his body also. So these are certain things that the Hakims are speaking about. Remember, miswak is a very powerful thing. Miswak got so many benefits. So many saints of the past said, when we use miswak, sickness doesn't come close to us. As soon as we stop using miswak, we become sick. But what's the preferable way is that as you use it now, then the bristles that you already use, you cut it out. You don't have to take out 1-2 minutes, cut the bristles that are used, and then, you know, use the next part of it. Some even dip it sometimes in a little bit of water or rose water to, you know, soften it, and you use that miswak. So if you get some good quality miswak, or you've got those good quality miswaks, whether it's the pilu tree or the olive tree or whatever miswak we have got, try and use that miswak. Not with this intention of just, you know, protecting yourself from, but for the sunnat, the miswak will take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, they speak about ginger tea. Some even say add a bit of lemon. Remember, ginger is quite a hot thing, so don't use a lot. Just a small piece of ginger, and then you boil it a little while. You can put in some honey, maybe a slice of lemon, and you have this. This is also very good. Some Hakims are also suggesting that you gargle your mouth either with apple cider vinegar. You put like maybe like a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in maybe a quarter glass of warm water. Gargle your mouth as well as your throat, morning and night. But even easier than that is just to use salt. So you put some rough salt, maybe a half a teaspoon, 1 teaspoon, maybe in about quarter teaspoon, quarter cup of water. You gargle your mouth, you gargle your throat morning, you do this night. As I said, there's nothing wrong in taking the necessary means. A person is feeling a bit sick, he can even, you know, utilize like menthol crystals. He can inhale those crystals. That's also very good, like for the phlegm and what have you. And there's, as I said, there's also a lot of different du'as that we can make. There are a lot of du'as that are being circulated. Try and make these du'as daily. There are some wazifas also. Even if a person just reads, see, manzil has got shifa in it for 100 sicknesses. Now, if you read about this whole thing, there's so many different angles, different people are speaking about. Some people are even saying there could be a spiritual angle to this whole thing. Allah knows the reality. So if you're reading manzil, you must know you covered. You covered from the physical angle, you covered from the physical angle. So you read the manzil, you blow it on a jug of water. At the same token, you read Surah Fatiha 7 times. Durood Sharif 7 times. Surah Fatiha 7 times. Durood Sharif 7 times. People will tell you stories that you won't believe about this. You know, where people were sick. People didn't know what to do. Doctors had no cure. They started just the Surah Fatiha, but they read it with yaqeen and full conviction. Allah Ta'ala put shifa in Surah Fatiha. So you can read this on water. You can read it on honey. You can have the honey. You can drink the water. As I mentioned, there's different other wazifas. You'll find some circulating a wazifa from Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah Ali about Surah Qadr also. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. There's also one, the Rood of Shifa. If someone wants, you can WhatsApp it to me. I'll send you all the details, inshallah. If someone's interested in seeing more, there's a lot of different wazifas also, and a lot of different amals also. So the barakat of the amal, see, you look at a thing from all angles. Don't just be a one, you know, one track-minded person. You look at it from all angles. There's some spiritual treatment, some physical treatment, and most important thing, turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for the protection of our families. Inshallah, through the barakat of dua, positive thinking. There's a lot of negativity going out in the media. Everyone is only talking about Italy. It's as though someone got wahi that what's going to happen in Italy is going to happen here. From about almost 200 countries, people are only talking about Italy. So now you're saying, but brother, there's almost 200 countries in the world. Why your mind is stuck on Italy and what's happening in Italy? And have you seen what percentage are over 60 in Italy? And have you seen the weather in Italy, that it is winter there and it is summer here? So there's so many big differences. But people's minds are just stuck. Italy, so many people are dying. This, as I mentioned, people will die in this dunya. Definitely, we came here to die. How many people are dying here? If you just go every day and see how many people are dying with accidents, how many people are being murdered, how many people are being killed. If we take all those bodies and we start circulating pictures about it, and how many people are going to get frightened? You know, there's some people are very frightened. In India, I went on to times, I told people, when are you going to visit South Africa? So I said, South Africa will never come there. I said, what's the problem? No, South Africa, very dangerous. They'll kill us. And now they've got a negative side. All right, maybe definitely there is that angle here, but if everyone is just going to take that thing and put it in their mind, how are we going to live here ourselves? How are we going to survive? How are we going to go out? If you're going to just talk about the kidnapping that is happening, how are we going to send our children to schools? So we cannot be negative about things. Let us be positive. Allah is there. Allah is the protector. And if Allah has willed something, then definitely I'm pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah has willed to take me with a sickness and I'm going to get the rank of shahadat, I'm going to be a shaheed in the sight of Allah, then I'm pleased with the will of Allah. If Allah is going to take me, He must take me with iman. But Allah must take me with iman. He must take me with kalima. Allah must give me high status in the akhir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.